Radio 1.
Radio 1 podcast. The Scott Mills Daily.
Now, have you heard the latest on P. Diddy?
No.
Right, he's put some messages on his MySpace.
Right.
What's up, y'all? It's your boy Diddy. I'm here hard at work at my offices in New York City.
He's working so hard at his offices in New York City.
Is he running there? Is he on a treadmill or something?
What's up, y'all? It's your boy Diddy. I'm here hard at work at my offices in New York City.
Does sound like, he's
running
playing treadmill
something.
Trivia. Yeah. And you know those rumours, chappers?
What rumours?
You've not heard the rumours?
No, what rumours?
Right, well, they're true.
I know y'all have heard all of the rumours that I'm looking for a new assistant. The rumours are true.
That's right.
Wow.
He is looking for a new personal assistant. And Laura, I think this could be an amazing opportunity for you. Mm. Not that I'm trying to get rid of you off the show or anything. I'm just thinking that it might be a nice idea.
Do you not like me working for you?
Yeah, but it's been a while now. Yeah. And maybe you need, I don't know.
A sort of new challenge.
Mm.
Fresh challenge.
They should do a TV show like Jade's PA. Do you remember that? That was very successful, wasn't it?
I don't really remember that, no.
It was on Living.
I was going to say, let me guess, was it on Living?
Think about it, whose PA would you rather be, Jay Goody or P. Diddy? P. Diddy or Jay Goody? It's a tough decision. Anyway, back to the Dizster himself.
You feel that you could be my assistant, okay? I want to know why you should be my personal assistant.
So he's auditioning for an assistant on the internet.
Good. I like this.
Yes.
Don't look at me like that.
It's easy. Right, there's no forms to fill in or anything. All you have to do is this.
So what better job than that to have me scream at you, go crazy, keep you up late hours, have you sleep deprived? If this job interests you, why don't you upload your, I'll say, video interview?
Right, so you've got to upload a video interview onto the website. Cool. Do you fancy P. Diddy keeping you up all night, Laura?
Yeah.
Eh?
Screaming at you?
Yes.
Yeah.
There are some conditions, though.
You have to have some sort of skill set, know how to read. You got to know how to write.
What's a skill set?
Like reading or writing, isn't it?
Well, no, because he said reading or writing after.
Is it carpentry or something
like
that?
You have to have some sort of skill set, know how to read. You got to know how to write.
People say you've got a great set, though, don't they? Sometimes.
Does he mean like a special talent?
Yeah, maybe. I think, yeah, like a trade.
I can lick my own nipple.
That'll work, then.
That'll
I'm
be fine.
Sure.
Yeah. And you do have to be able to read or write. Is that a problem?
I can do that.
Right. Oh, and there's another condition as well.
You want to be my personal assistant and travel with me to London and Milan and make sure I'm right for the red carpet and help me to make that next billion-dollar deal and help me when I'm starring in a movie, jumping out of planes. You got to know how to count.
God, there's quite a lot involved, isn't there?
He's very demanding, isn't he?
God. So there's red carpets, jumping out of planes.
Getting him dressed.
And you have to be able to count as well.
Right.
Which is the hardest of those for you?
Counting.
Yeah.
And one day, if you stay in school, listen to this, you could be P. Diddy's PA. Amazing.
I hope you know you got to have a college degree. There's some things that I think I needed to come back online and say to you guys. You have to at least have a college degree. And that's why, boys and girls, we tell you, stay in school.
Stay in school. One day you could be my PA.
Career path.
I'm kind of your PA anyway, because I pick up your dry cleaning and stuff.
No, you don't.
I do.
You do make her do extracurricular things.
No,
don't
I don't
you
at all.
You do.
When was the last time I did that?
All the time. Every time you lose your phone, who gets it back?
Yeah.
Who tells you when it's your mum's birthday?
Me, actually, I know. Because she's told me the night before.
Think about it.
Yeah. Okay, Lynn. Off Alan Partridge.
It is like Alan Partridge, you know, like when he opens the door and then it shuts and then it hits me in the face.
No, it doesn't. That doesn't happen.
It does. I'm carrying all your stuff.
No, normally when we finish the show, I just forget that there's someone else behind me, and yeah, the door does sometimes slam in your face. That doesn't mean that I disrespect you in any way. It doesn't mean you're like Lynn.
I don't think you appreciate me or respect me.
Yes, I do. Oh, let's not have this on the air, please. Right. Now, do you think that P would like Laura Chopper?
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah?
Yeah. Stop doing that, Laura. It's putting me off.
Don't do that. Do that thing where you lick him again.
No, don't do that.
Good boy. Now, Good thing is, he doesn't have much choice in it, if you listen to this.
So I'm going to let the people vote on who should be the finalist.
Amazing.
Oh, yes.
Right. So if we get Laura to upload a video, then everyone listening to this can vote for Laura, and then she will have to be P. Diddy's new assistant. So if you'd like to have Laura off this show, vote for her. We've got to make a video.
Will her skill set be on the video? Lots of people want to know.
You can say, you can tell him how you cried when he did I'll Be Missing You at the Diana concert.
Oh, yeah.
Because he was really kind of... I felt he was quite compassionate with that.
Yeah.
If you're missing Princess Diana, make some noise! I thought that was great.
He was amazing.
This is a great opportunity for you, Laura.
We need to make a video and make it soon. I think the closing date is quite soon. You up for it?
Let's do it.
BBC Radio 1 podcast.
So, for the greatest innuendo bingo of all time, this is the best one yet. Now, before I play this to you, I'd like to say, if you go to Radio 1 online and you click on One Life, there is a whole new section there that they've just created, which is really good, and it's called Bear All. Okay, just go to bbc.co.uk/radio1. Mm-hmm. It's all about sex and relationships, and it's asking you to tell us some of your experiences. That sounds a little bit voyeuristic. It's not. And also, you can get some free condoms on there. Yeah. And there is advice on absolutely everything that you would ever need to know. It's a very, very comprehensive site. Because, you know, a lot of times you find out these things from your mates and you're not quite sure if they're kind of right or not. This site will completely tell you. It'll tell you, you know, what does this mean and what does my whatever do? And, you know, can you make a baby by doing backstroke after someone's just done the butterfly in the same lane at the swimming baths? It's all on there. All the advice you would ever need. Bear All at bbc.co.uk/radio1. Mm. Now, there is someone over at Radio 2 who really, really needs to go to this site and find out the facts.
Okay.
Her name is Sally Traffic. That's her real name. She was born to do the job. And the job is reading the travel out.
It's a stroke of luck, isn't it?
On Radio 2. I know that your surname would be Traffic and you read out the travel news. I know, see? Born to do it, like Craig David. Anyway, listen to her. She really needs to go to this this One Life Bear All website.
Okay. And with resplendent new hairdo.
Well, I just, you know, had a bit of a blow job. A blow dry, a wash and blow dry today, because I had an important meeting, so I thought I ought to get it, you know, looking good.
Well, you've deported yourself perfectly today. Yes, I'm sure it's all paid off handsomely.
I'm going to do the traffic news now. M66 southbound going towards Ramsbottom.
See, she needs to find out the facts. There we are. I told you it was good. Right, Sally Traffic, go to Bear All, please. All the facts are on there that you need to know. Because that, what you said, that wasn't what you said.
No.
It's not right. No. bbc.co.uk/radio1. Go on, Sally.
BBC Radio 1 podcast.
Right, it's nearly 5:30. We've got to get this video in as soon as we can because there is a closing date, which I think is like today or the next day, right?
Oh, my. Does that mean we're charged with having to film it and then you have to upload it?
That's right.
Oh, dear.
So this is P. Diddy, who's advertising on MySpace at the moment for a new personal assistant. Come on there, Laura. It's going to be well paid.
Yeah, I suppose.
Blatantly, right? So what you have to do is audition on the internet to be P. Diddy's new PA. You have to have some kind of special talent. There seems to be quite a lot involved. But you can be PA to one of the biggest stars in the world. All you got to do is do a video and upload it to his site. Right. So we have a video camera here.
Right.
The one that doesn't speak is trying to work it.
Yeah. Oh, dear.
Oh, no. Have you got it working?
I think the red button is record.
Right, try that.
My technical expertise.
Oh.
Hang on. Is that on?
Yeah,
that's
that,
it. That's good. Right.
Excellent.
Okay, good. All right, so
only
Laura's
taking
now...
three of us how to use a video camera.
Laura's now going to do her video, and what will happen is you have to vote, you see. He doesn't get to choose. The people get to vote. So I'm thinking, with all the people that listen to this show, we could win easily, and you will be his new assistant.
What if I need the toilet in the middle of when we're recording this?
Well, you won't.
It's only got to be like a minute long.
But I can feel it, maybe.
Okay, well, hold it.
Hold it.
Right. Just think, this could be such a big opportunity for you.
Right. Ready?
Yeah.
Okay, are we rolling?
Yeah.
Is the tape on? Okay, good. Okay, right, here's Laura's auditioned for P. Diddy to be his new PA.
Yo, Puff! Wagwan! Hi, it's Laura here. I'm from New York. No, I'm from Old York. You're from New York. Together, we can make such a great team. We're going to be absolutely brilliant together. I do love you, and I love your work. I love Touch the Sky. It's one of my favourite tunes that you've done. Holla. Also, I'd just like to say I will be really discreet about you and Beyonce because I realise that, you know, you guys like to keep things quite private. Word. Also, I loved your work at the Diana concert. You were amazing. You touched me so much. And if I'm your PA, you can touch me whenever you want, all the time. I am forever yours. Honestly, Puffy, just you and me, anytime. Basically, I'm already a PA to Scott Mizzle, Manizzle. So it's going to be an easy job for me, Holla. Wickedy whack. Out. Hit it. I'm going to do a dance for you now.
Oh.
In fact, Chappers.
She's shaking her hair out.
Oh, don't do that thing where you put your leg up. Ow, my back! My back! Get your leg off my back, woman!
Right, stop the tape. We got that? Got all that? Brilliant, thank you.
Scott Mills.
This is Radio 1.
Radio 1.
This is a download from the BBC. For more information, go to bbc.co.uk/radio1. The Scott Mills Daily.